News Talk 1620 WTAW, our monthly update on what's happening in downtown Bryan on the Thursday before First Friday. But it is more than just First Friday we're going to be talking about with a couple members of the Downtown Bryan Association. First, we're going to get Beth Bryan out of the way, the Director of Operations, because all you want to do is say hi.
Yes, I just wanted to say hi.
And welcome on board.
Thank you.
And the Director of Events is Jackie Christman, and thanks to both of you for coming.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, let's get started chronologically with tomorrow and First Friday.
Okay, well, tomorrow, our First Friday theme is going to be the Dog Days of Summer, and this is going to be a really fun event. We've invited animal organizations to come out and participate. They'll all be in the St. Andrew's Church parking lot on 26th Street. We have the Aggie Guide and Service Dogs coming, Brazos Valley Kennel Club, Long Way Home Sanctuary, Aggieland Humane Society, and other groups. So that will be really fun, and I hear they're bringing some dogs with them, so look out for that. We, of course, will have our free movie in the park as usual. That starts at 8:30 in Sale Park. The movie will be An American Tale, and it's sponsored by the A&M International Student Services Dinner in a U.S. Home. And we'll have Chef Tay out there, and we'll also have J.J. Snowcone. So that will be a nice treat in this really hot weather. And one new thing we're doing at First Friday is our free music at the Palace Theater. We'll have the Vintage Ramekins, and they're sponsored by Waggy Pet Zone, and that will start at 7:30. They're a great band. They bring a unique blend of acoustic blues, pop, and rock covers. So we're looking really forward to First Friday tomorrow.
And for those who aren't familiar, about what time do people start congregating and how late do people hang out on First Friday?
People come as early as 5:30, and really it goes all night long, 10, 11, however long you'd like to stay. There's a little bit of something for everyone to do.
Obviously, it's an opportunity if you're fortunate enough to be able to take advantage of an early dinner, get down there before the crowds build up for dinner, then enjoy the rest of the activities.
Yes, we have 41 businesses open, lots of restaurants, so there's a lot of great places to eat, and we encourage people to come down early and stay late.
Visiting again with Jackie Christman and Beth Bryan of the Downtown Bryan Association. In addition to First Friday, we're just a couple of months away now from the Texas Reds Festival.
Texas Reds Festival, we're looking forward to that. The Downtown Bryan Association, we're taking an increased role in the festival this year. We'll actually be having our own stage on 26th Street near Parker Street. We'll have bands starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, September 28th, and we'll have the Blues Country Band, Greg Tivis and his Dixieland Jazz Band, and music will be going all day long over there until 7 o'clock when the headliner Steve Warner begins over on the north end of downtown Bryan.
And hopefully we're not going to get the storms we had the last year.
No, crossing our fingers.
Let's knock on that formica once again to make sure that's going to happen. In addition, I know that there's at least one event involving the Queen Theater that's taken place during Reds.
Yes, we actually received the Queen Theater plaque the other day, and we are excited to have a plaque dedication ceremony during Reds Festival. We're planning that on Friday evening, September 27th, and that will be a great event, and look out for more details on our Facebook page and social media for more details about that event.
And the plaque is for what?
It talks about, it's a historical plaque from the Texas Historical Society, and it talks a little bit about the history of the Queen Theater, and it talks about our plans to restore it.
And as a part of that, there's also a fundraiser for the Queen, I understand.
Later this month, on Saturday, August 24th, at the Spoon's Yogurt on Boonville Road next to the Kroger in Bryan, we will be having a profit share. If you come by between noon and 2 p.m. and say you're with the Downtown Bryan Association, 25% of the profits during that time will go to the Downtown Bryan Association, and we will be using that towards renovations of the Queen Theater.
And wrapping up, a reminder of social media. I know you've made a passing reference to that, but there are always ways to keep up with what's going on in downtown Bryan.
Absolutely. Please like our Facebook page. We're the Historical Downtown Bryan. We always post about our events, and we always have fun contests. You can also check out our website, downtownbryan.com, and our Twitter page.
All right. So anything else we need to get covered?
I think that's it. Everyone come out to First Friday tomorrow. I think it will be a great time.
Very good. Again, Jackie Christman, the director of events, and Beth Bryan, again, thanks for being her right-hand person today.
Thank you for having us.
And again, we'll get this interview posted online at WTAW.com with links to Downtown Bryan and to the Reds Festival.